good winning by the guys. Proud of them. You know, that's the way to finish. I didn't expect anything different out of them, just knowing the guys that we had. And I tell you what, but nonetheless, I'm still proud of them because, you know, it's not always the easiest thing. You get eliminated, and it's hard for some guys to, you know, you're back out in the elements, and it's with the team that's already clinched, you know. But our guys fought, man. And from the beginning, even when they came back, you know, we were up two scores. They came back. Our guys didn't bat an eye, and we were able to finish it out. And it was really one of the best games we played as far as complimentary football. That's really what a lot of really good performances by a lot of guys. Questions?
Just the defense in particular, Dan, especially the run defense. That was a team that came in, I think, averaged about 150 yards. 65 yards was the lowest they've had all year long. You really seemed to control that part of it, and they couldn't really get going because of it. It seemed especially early.
Yeah, I mean, that was big. You know, it's always going to be an emphasis during the week, but we knew that was, you know, that's what you have to do to control that offense. You have to be able to control the run game. And for us, we knew we wanted to get going. We really kind of opened it up with a pass game, but then once we did and some of the perimeter runs, that we really started busting it open. I thought the old line did a good job. Really proud of Decker and Graham. Man, Hubbard, you know, getting his first start in a while, off the practice squad, ready to go. We'll see the tape, but I thought he did some really good things. But the old line in general, you know, really showed up for us today.
In the complimentary football, why were you guys able to stifle them offensively for the first three quarters there?
Defensively? Their offense, yeah. Well, we were able to get off the field. And so, you know, we didn't get any of these explosive runs. You know, they hit a couple, but, okay, 7-yard gain, and then we're able to get two more stops, right? And we get off the field. And so, man, the three and outs are big. And then we were able to control it on offense. We had some long drives, took up a lot of the clock. Conversions, we got to turn those into touchdowns, but ultimately makes it hard. When you're the other play caller on the other sideline and your offense can't stay on the field, you know, you just went through three plays and you're like, okay, what's going on? You start going through the, well, what should we get to? Well, you only ran three plays. So, and then you come back and now you only run six plays. It's hard to figure out what you want to get to, what you're trying to set up for the next time if you're able to just go three and out or six and out, you know? And so that was big for our defense. They really set the tone for the day, and they're, again, just complimentary football.
What about offensively being able to control the time of possession, especially here? I think it was 11 plays, 16 plays, 9 plays, 11 plays on your scoring drives. Just being able to maintain the football much better than you have been probably the last month or so.
Third down was really good for us, really good. You know, our protection was great, and Goff was, man, he was on it, you know. Just his pocket presence, awareness, getting rid of the ball, knowing where to go, processing the whole thing. And then our playmakers making plays, you know, our guys making plays. And that includes Leaf. Leaf's had some big plays for us, you know. Obviously, J-Mo, Saint was huge once again. When is he not huge? I felt like everybody had a hand in that. Gibbs, you know, even Furt. We were able to spread it around, and Goff found him. So it was a good job.
Obviously, 2022 is a different situation, but going out on a high note, you know, kind of led y'all into a better season next year. Do you feel like, you know, when you end the season, can that bleed into the next year at all when you go on a high note with a win that last?
Well, I'll say this. I believe that things happen for a reason, right, wrong, or indifferent, or what. And I just, when something like this happens, I believe it's going to be for the best. And it's up to Brad and I to make it for the best and the guys that we know we're going to count on that are on this team. So that's how I view it, because as good as it felt to get that and it's the last one, let's call it what it is, pretty pissed all week, you know, and it's a bad feeling. And now we're going into the playoffs and you get to watch everybody else go while you're sitting at home, and it's frustrating. So that's what fuels you. We don't want to be doing that again next year. That's not where we want to be. You got to get in.
Did you show up today in your mind that maybe you hadn't seen for several weeks with this team?
Well, probably just that complimentary football. I mean, honestly, when we needed it most, all three phases really showed up for us in a big way. I mean, it was like clockwork. We were able to control, control the time of possession. Not that we were necessarily trying to do that, but have these long drives and then, you know, And about the time, you know, something bad happens on offense, the defense steps right up and just comes up with a big takeaway or, you know, a big stop. And then when we get scored on, our offense goes right down the field when we needed it. You know, that series at the end where we, you know, we have the turnover, defense holds them, you know, forces the punt, and then we go back. Goff hit Saint for that huge play. We got some pop, some runs there to get us in field goal range. And then Bates, after the one he had earlier, steps up in a critical and makes it. I mean, that's what winning teams do, you know. And we haven't had that in a while. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks.
Did you learn anything about your team this week, or did it just reaffirm?
No, I think it reaffirmed. You know, we'll know some things just watching the tape about how some of these guys did, particularly some of the young guys. But the guys that I knew we could count on showed up again, you know, one more time, which didn't surprise me one bit. And, you know, I still believe the nucleus of this team is right. I really do. But we're going to need to make a few changes, you know, and that's not just talking about that. It'll be collectively. We're going to have to work through some things to get the best version of ourselves.
You got a lot of old friends on that sideline. Did that give you or the team any extra juice, do you think, coming into this one at all?
I mean, I don't, you know, honestly, I've been so whatever with what happened last week and just trying to get prepared for this one, you know, and get our guys ready to go. I don't know. You'd have to ask them. But listen, I wish them well. You know, a lot of people that I think a lot of over there. You know, between obviously, you know, Ben and the guys that were with us, JT and L. But then, man, that half that staff's from New Orleans. They were, you know, I know those guys. I coach with them in New Orleans, so I wish them the best of luck.